Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz is confirming that he plans to call a special session on gun violence legislation. Walz told reporters at a school in Eagan today that he's still talking with state lawmakers about what it might include. House Speaker Lisa Daymuth says she's disappointed that the governor didn't involve legislative leaders in discussions about a special session. The push comes in the wake of the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School that injured 19 and killed 2 children. And from this, Students Demand Action was just one group that rallied Monday on the Capitol steps to call for a stop to gun violence. One of the speakers, Timberlyn Majakis, survived the Michigan State campus shooting in 2023.
It is going to take our community standing up and continuing to tell them that this is not acceptable and to remind our leaders that they are working for us.
The Church of the Annunciation on Saturday held its first mass since the shooting. It was held in the auditorium as the church is still closed. Hennepin healthcare officials say 3 people are still hospitalized, 1 adult and 2 children, one of whom is in critical condition. Children's Minnesota also says that the 6 of 7 children admitted have been discharged. The Minneapolis Text to Donate line is working directly with the school to help the victims. To donate, text ACF1 to 41444. As most Minnesota students head back to school today, there's still concern over math and reading scores. The Minnesota Department of Education report showed under 50% are reading at their grade level, and the math numbers were even lower at 45%. Republican Senator Julia Coleman from Waconia is worried these numbers aren't improving.
We have seen a lot of mandates. We've seen a lot of curriculum demands on our students, and none of the efforts have said, look, we're doubling down on math and reading. These are our main priorities. If our students can't read, what are we even doing in office right now?
She says she'd like more control over school budgets allocated to the districts, not the Department of Education. The brick walls are up and the roof is on the Anoka Cannabis Company building. The city-owned cannabis dispensary is expected to open in late December or early January next year. Anoka broke ground on the $2.7 million project in May. City officials estimate the Anoka Cannabis Company will generate $1.5 to $2 million in revenue annually. More than 1.79 million people attended the 2025 Minnesota State Fair through Sunday. The Labor Day numbers and total attendance will be released this afternoon. A new daily record of just over 145,000 visitors passed through the gates last Monday. Officials say the weather was ideal for this year's 12-day run. The Minnesota Lynx have a franchise best 32-8 record after a 96-71 win over the Dallas Wings at Target Center. They play Las Vegas on Thursday night. The 26-14 Aces are on a 12-game win streak. The Minnesota Twins and Chicago White Sox play the second game of a 3-game set tonight at Target Field. Chicago rallied past Minnesota 6-5 in the series opener on Labor Day. This is MNN.